What is the ideal posting frequency on our blog or on our Facebook page or on our YouTube channel or similar social media website or blogging platform? I've tested out posting as many times as 3 times a day, and I've tested out posting as little as once a week. The ideal formula that I've found in my blog and on my Facebook page and website is to post 1 time every day. Why 1 time every day? Because most of us are what have you done for me lately kind of people. Even though we like to think that we'll value a friendship we made 20 years ago that has not had any action, so to speak, in terms of phone calls or interactions in 20 years, most of us think about who we've interacted with lately. Most of us are consistently interested in what have you done for me lately. This one post a day strategy gives an ideal amount of what have you done for me lately, while also not drowning people with what you're doing. I've tested, especially on my Steam blog, I've tested different posting frequencies. And what I've found is if I post more than 1 time a day, I tend to mess up more. As you can see with this series of posts here where I'm sorry for my last post, I was posting several times a day, 2 or 3 times a day in this stretch. The problem with posting 2 or 3 times a day is it's a lot of pressure. 1 time a day is a lot, even if you don't have something like a full-time job or you're a parent. 1 time a day is more than most bloggers, I think, do. The standard, at least when I was starting out blogging and researching, is about 1 or 2 posts a week out of blogs. Therefore, when you're posting more than once a day, it's too much for readers or viewers to consume. Now, on a Facebook page, I have some overlapping content. So I have videos that come out on my Facebook page, and I have my blog posts that come out on my Facebook page as well. So that maximizes the organic reach on Facebook, because Facebook is very much what have you done for me lately. Who's watched a video or clicked on a post within the last 24 hours is big on Facebook. Therefore, on Facebook, I want to have my videos go to Facebook every day, and then it's nice to automatically post every single Steam post through Facebook as well. That way, I've got a chance to reach, for example, this reached 7,900 people yesterday, and then the post yesterday, 3,000 people, then the video that went out yesterday, 8,000. That allows me to maximize my reach on Facebook, but I only actually have to do 1 video a day and then 1 post a day, because that gets me out a new video on YouTube every day, and I can only do videos on YouTube. That gets me out a blog post every day on my blog on Steemit, which I believe is the very best place to do a blog, because you actually have built-in monetization for the blog. You can even essentially put money in the equivalent of a certificate of deposit in the form of powering up with Steam, and then you can increase your voting power doing that. By far the best deal I've ever found in social media or blogging online, which is why my blog is now all of my new posts just go on my Steemit account. This allows me then to have just essentially 2 things I aim at every day. 1 blog post, and then 1 video on YouTube. Now, the beauty of this system is I can actually do just a video on YouTube sometimes, then I can get a transcription and edits and then post it on my blog. So, for example, this post I did yesterday, that's how I did it. You'll notice the video, the title of the post is How to Earn 10 Times More Ad Revenue on YouTube. The title of the video is Secrets to Multiply YouTube Ad Revenue by 10. 32-minute video then turns into an extremely long blog post. This blog post cost around $30 to get a transcription for, and then about maybe $20 to $50 to get edits, including to put all these pictures in to remove extra information from the words I said in the video to take that out so it's more readable as a blog post. And then I went through and edited this again. But the beauty is I've got this gigantically long blog post here with only having to make a 30-minute video and then probably put up another 30 minutes or so of edits and spend another $50 to $100 to get that out here. But the beauty is even this video actually was shot incorrectly in my audio setup. For some reason, I only recorded it on the left side, so it's awful to listen to the video. But now this video's in a beautiful blog post, which gives me the ability to reach readers who wouldn't have watched the whole video, but who will read the post. And that gives me the ability to get even more views. So the video on YouTube had 1,197 views in the first couple weeks. This post has 366 additional views in the first 24 hours. Plus, I'm grateful it's earned over $100 in upvotes, which essentially allows it to pay for itself in terms of the transcription and the editing. And then this is up there for Google search indefinitely. People can find this in Google search potentially for years when the video might not have shown up because the video only is available on YouTube search, or if you're in Google search, you have to go watch the video. I know when I'm Googling, lots of times I'm not up for watching a video to get a solution, but I will read a blog post. So doing this once, just one video a day, allows me to also often get one post a day out of it. Now, if I'm making a song or something like that, I often can't directly transfer that into a post, but that's okay because there's some things, for example, this Steemit post, I just made a post on this, there's no matching video for this. So this is really nice, because this allows me to have a very clear goal to aim at. Now, I do this full time. That means I do videos and blogging full time. Now, if you're just having a full-time job, or if you're a student and you just want to give this a try, I still think doing one post a day, if you just want to do a blog, for example, is ideal. Now, video is the most powerful method to get out there because there's high demand for video and there's a lot lower competition, especially in educational videos. And in that case, doing one video a day is ideal. And I think even if you already have a job or you already have a lot of other things in life, if you're willing to give up things that are not producing a return, if you're willing to quit doing things like I quit playing video games so I'd have some more time to make videos and play music and spend time with my family. If you're willing to cut out things that aren't providing a return, it's fairly easy to find some time to do something like blogging, which could produce a gigantic return over time, which could allow you to replace a full-time job. If you're willing to just start doing one post a day, especially on Steemit, before it makes any money, because you're not likely to start out and make $100 a post when you start out. However, if you post for a year on Steemit and do one post every single day, you have a very good shot to make $100 a post in a year from now. And that might be enough money to replace a part-time or full-time job. And that is why I suggest doing one post every single day. If you have readers who are extremely enthusiastic, readers who just love everything you do will read one post every single day. And I'm grateful that I probably have a few thousand readers and viewers who check what I do every single day. And that's why I try and get a new video and a new post out every single day. For those few thousand readers around the world who check what I do every single day, I try and put one post and one video out every day. Because then for that core group of 1,000 people, I've got something for you every single day then. You don't have to wait a week or two. Every day I've got something new. And that is the key to building a following online, is to have a core group of about 1,000 people that you do a really good job for every single day. Whether that's on blogging or Facebook posts, or whether that's on YouTube, I've got, I would say, a core of about 1,000 people on both my blog Well, on three, on my blog, on Facebook, and on YouTube. Now, what looks like a whole bunch of followers is really just 1,000 people who consistently talk to friends, family, share posts, and then lots of more casual readers who come in here and there for a specific topic. When you see each of these new videos I do gets a few hundred views or 1,000 views for some within the first 24 hours to first few weeks, that reflects the core audience who watches almost everything, and it reflects a much bigger casual audience who just comes to check in occasionally based on a specific topic. The nice thing is, if we do a new post or video every single day, we can afford to experiment. We can test out different subjects. We don't have to just work one single niche. We can afford to test all kinds of different subjects, see where we get the very best response, and then continue to go there. If we just do one post or a video a week, it often takes so long to experiment. Then we have a hard time finding our niche, so to speak, or we have a hard time getting to know our audience. If you just do one post a week, for example, that's 52 posts a year, whereas doing a post every day, that's 365 posts a year. You can see just in terms of number of attempts and effort that you can expect to advance a lot faster doing one post a day as compared to doing one every week or so. Consistency also builds trust and builds following. Even if you post things like some of my music videos lately haven't been very popular, and that's fine. That's fine. Everyone doesn't need to love my music. I love my music. That's fine. I don't need everyone to love my music. 11 likes on it is outstanding. Hundreds of views, that's great. The reason that there are hundreds of views is from especially consistency. Continuously posting a new video. Now, sure, you can see here there were a couple of days, 3 days actually, 2 days, I did not post a video, which that's a bit unusual. I usually post one video every single day. And consistency is very good for building trust because we tend to trust people who are consistent. When I post a video up every single day, that's reliable. One of the biggest factors we can do to build trust is just to consistently show up. When you see a person day after day, you're very likely to build up trust. When you see my blog posts once every single day, it builds trust because you see I keep showing up. Anyone can look good for one day a week. Anyone can try and show up and look like a hero for one post. When you see someone consistently show up each day, though, you're seeing someone show up on good days, on bad days. You're seeing someone show up when things are looking good, when things are looking bad. And this is what you get with consistency also. You see, when I show up, I end up showing you my mistakes some days. I end up looking stupid some days. And that builds trust because deep down, we want to see what each other look like on a bad day, so to speak. We want to see what it looks like when we screw up. Now, I made a post like 12 days ago that a lot of people got upset about, and that's good because I will never go forward doing a post a day and avoid offending someone. Doing a post every day, you're certain to make someone mad almost every day. You're certain to have someone decide to never follow you again. When I do a new video and a new post every day, I lose followers every single day doing that because for one reason or another, someone gets, I'm sick of Jerry Banfield. This is the last straw. Or, oh, I can't believe he posted about that or did a video. I'm done. You see, when you post every single day, you also churn followers every single day, which is good because it's better to have a smaller amount of core followers who absolutely love you and follow whatever it is we do than it is to have a whole bunch, and I've done a lot of this, to have a whole bunch of followers who are just interested in, for example, specific topics, or a whole bunch of followers who are often fair weather fans who, if you make one post or two posts that aren't worded correctly or that make a little bit of a mistake of ignorance and stupidity, then there's this uproar. And you don't want to spend time interacting and building relationships with people who you're just one post away from never talking to again, or from going off and going crazy and telling everyone how awful you are. Posting once a day also removes a lot of the need to obsess about it. You see, when I post once a day, I don't have to obsess about what the rewards are each day. Some days the rewards are good. Some days the rewards are great. Some days the rewards are mediocre. Just posting every single day, doing videos every single day, I don't have to obsess about whether my video is going to go viral today or not. I just do videos all the time. And then guess what? If you sort by most viewed, just essentially by dumb luck, I get a viral video. I've got actually 2 videos over 1 million views. I've got a bunch of videos over 100,000. I've got 3 more over 500,000 on all different topics with all different methods and strategies. You see, when I do videos every single day, I realize that almost by dumb luck, some of them will go viral. Here's one I did. It's the newest viral video I've done. Over 100,000 views done about 6 months ago. That's the newest one out of all of these up here that's went viral. Some of these, like this one was done 5 years ago, and now it's got 100,000+ views. When I do a video every day, I don't have to obsess over how many views I'm getting. Some people comment, oh my God, you're only getting this many views. That's horrible. I don't pay that much attention to the views I'm getting on a day-to-day basis because, you see, when I'm doing videos every single day, I'm going to get some videos that do really well just by essentially dumb luck. When I do some of my posts like this on Steam every day, by just dumb luck, I'm going to have a post every now and then that just aggravates people, that people are so disgusted with and can't stand. And there's no way to necessarily tell what that's going to be ahead of time. There's also posts that will just quietly make people mad and stop following. There's other posts, like I had a post that got 20,000+ views within the first few weeks I posted it. I didn't even realize it because I don't sit there and obsess over how much each post is getting read. If you go back, usually the posts that are older consistently have lots more views, like this one, 500 views, and the newest one, 300 views. And you never know. I aim for the long-term result on things. So I aim for things that could have hundreds of thousands of views in several years. Things that people might Google, things that will be shared on social media. I just do the work and then I don't have to worry about the result. I just keep making the posts. I just keep making the videos. And I try and learn from the videos I did previously. But at the same time, like today, I just made this because I felt like it'd be the most useful thing I can make for you today. As you're wondering whether you should post how much and how frequently, especially for Steam, I think especially using an auto voter, a lot of the votes on Steam come from bots because when you vote with bots, you earn a lot higher curation rewards on Steam. For example, if I look at my curation rewards, I got over 100 Steam power using my mostly bot votes over the last week. And that is way more than I was getting before without using a bot. Now, I bought some more Steam power, but even accounting for that, that's at least like 60% and a minimum higher than I was getting before. So bot curation or bot voting, especially on Steam, often means that if you're posting 2 or 3 times a day, it's hard for people setting up the bot to decide exactly how much to vote. If you're posting 3 to 5 times a day especially, you're likely to get a very small percentage on the auto voter. And before I started posting 2 or 3 times a day, I was making a lot more on every single post, which you might think the price of Steam was a bit higher too. But now I'm grateful posting once a day, the posts get around $100 right now at a dollar Steam. But when I was posting consistently once a day, before I started fooling around with posting 2 and 3 times a day, the auto voter percentages were much higher and I was earning as much as $500 or $1,000 on each post. And as I continued to post more though, then the auto voters consistently adjusted the votes down. Now, any kind of following or voting comes and goes too. You may get an auto voter who just loves what you do, and then you'll make one post and make them mad and they'll stop voting on it again out of fear of what will people think of me for upvoting this or whatever it is. So if you just do a post every day, you don't have to worry about all that. So what if you lost a couple of auto voters? Even if they're big, I made a post a couple weeks ago, it lost two of my top auto voters. That's fine. I keep making posts every single day anyway. And what happens is, as you lose a couple of auto voters, it becomes more attractive for new auto voters who realize your posts are likely to earn good rewards back. This is why Steam is so fun as well, because there's all these dynamics that having your own blog doesn't add any of this in. I'm just enjoying hearing myself talk at this point, so I'll wrap the video up. Thank you very much for watching this. I love you. You are awesome. I hope this has looked at some different elements of the maximum return posting strategies that I've discovered after years of testing different post frequencies, different video production frequencies. One video and or post a day is ideal to get the maximum return out of working online. Thank you. I love you. You're awesome. And I hope to see you again soon.